Then there's the issue of language. Language history is an extremely controversial subject, and I must confess, as an archaeologist who has a passion about chronological control, about dating, I distrust any attempt to look at languages which are so transitory and change so frequently back into the past. But extensive studies have been made of Native American languages. And at least one linguist, Joseph Greenberg, believes they all belong in one large Amerind family, with two smaller groups, Aleutian, Eskimo, and Nadine. These three groups appear to have arrived separately. This conclusion is debated extensively, but it seems very likely that the linguistic roots of Native Americans come ultimately all from a relatively small reservoir. Now, all of these biological sources and the linguistic source suggest that the first Americans arrived relatively recently. Why? Because they have not had the time to develop the great diversity you find in other parts of the world. If you accept a relatively recent date, and notice I'm not giving you a precise date here, the question is, what were these people like? How did they behave? Who were they? Here, logic comes in. Who would they have been likely to have been, living in an environment where there were nine-month winters? Answer, Ice Age terrestrial hunter-gatherers who were expert at hunting game, whose population density was very low, who lived a life of high mobility and were capable of hunting animals large and small. They may well have crossed from Siberia into Alaska overland, pursuing Arctic animals large and small, and living off some summer and spring plant foods. Beyond that, we know very little about their culture. This is a general statement. But it seems very likely that the ultimate ancestry of ancient North American culture was among the Stone Age peoples of Northeast Siberia who were adapted to extreme cold and made their living by being very mobile and relying fairly heavily on game of all kinds. But an issue comes up here immediately, and that is the issue of diversity. They probably ate any food they could find. And as you will find, as the Ice Age ended and the climate warmed up in North America, hunter-gatherer societies in the Americas became more and more diverse in their food quests. But this flexibility, this diversity, clearly dates back to the Ice Age, when this flexibility and opportunism and diversity was terribly important to survival. If you accept this very general scenario, like many archaeologists do, they believe that this crossing took place either very late in the Ice Age or as temperatures warmed and sea levels began to rise after about 15,000 years ago. But here again, there's a deviation. A minority of scholars hypothesize that the first Americans were maritime people who used skin boats and hunted sea mammals and skirted ice-strewn coasts to arrive in the New World from Siberia. Unfortunately, this hypothesis is unprovable because their sites, if they existed, are buried below modern sea level. In any case, I believe that this sort of adaptation probably was much later when sea craft became more elaborated. I think a land crossing was more likely. But again, as with the Cro-Magnons, as with Homo sapiens, as with the Neanderthals, this was not a deliberate migration. They didn't say, we are going to Alaska this afternoon. It was part of the unending routine of hunting and gathering in vast, inhospitable landscapes, where the secret of survival was extreme mobility and flexibility of social life. Bands would hive off from one another, and this inexorably brought small numbers of people across the Bering Land Bridge into Alaska and then south. The first known settlement of Alaska, which incidentally was largely ice-free during the late Ice Age, comes from the Tanana Valley, southeast of Fairbanks, Alaska, and dates to about 13,700 years ago.